FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. You know what? Happy early Halloween, and since we won't be back till next Monday, this is our Halloween edition of Racing Talk Radio, and I tell you what, it's scary because we've only got one race to go in the year. William Byron, a dominant performance, you know, in baseball terms, a bit of a walk-off whenever it comes to or maybe a no-hit shutout, just about, when it comes to races. Big win for the 24. He has now secured his spot in the final four, and that's what we're down to: one race, four drivers, one trophy, one championship, and it's all coming your way this weekend. So we have got lots to talk about. Who are the four that have a chance to win this thing? Who is NASCAR hoping brings home the prize? And what do we all think about it? Plus, you know what? The normal stuff. News in the world of NASCAR. All the season-ending bits. What's Sean going to be for Halloween? His sight problems lead me to believe he'd make a really good pirate this year, because he may already be wearing a patch soon. So we've got lots to talk about. Sit back, relax. It's time. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Let's do this thing. I am Casey, and I'm here every Monday at 6, and I'm sitting across from the guy that makes me show up every Monday at 6. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. You know, I hadn't thought about my Halloween costume this year being a pirate, but, you know, I've already got the patch that I could start wearing again, and that might not be a bad idea.
Well, you know, you go with what you got, right? So, yeah. Have you ever seen pregnant ladies that'll do something cool around their big belly? Like, I worked with a lady who was the sun one year and painted her stomach yellow, and then you'll see other,
really?
Yeah, you'll see other people that, you know, so, hey, you know, and if, you know, if you maybe you had a hurt leg or something, you do something that, you know, all right, I'll do this.
I thought I might dress up like Casey Orr.
Oh, man. Do they make those outfits?
Yeah.
You've got enough gray in your beard. You can pull it off.
That's why I just got rid of it.
May not have you may not have enough up top, though, good buddy. There you go.
Man, what a low shot.
Oh, listen, you were about to come up with something. That was preemptive. I already know. That was preemptive.
Man, I can't believe that. I'm feeling the pain over here. Well, you know, is I can deal with gray. I'm just trying to keep it, you know, hanging in there.
Just,
you know, just don't turn loose. You know, it may not happen to you, but boy, I'm not going to wish any luck on you.
So, based on my genetics, I don't have to worry about hair loss. That does not run in my family. All the other stuff does. My eyesight's terrible. My teeth are obviously terrible. I'm having to do all sorts of stuff there, and it's basically genetics.
So all the other health issues affect you.
Yeah, I've got them all the other ones. But, you know, my hair will be fine.
You're going to do all that, but you're still going to have a full head of hair.
But I'll at least have a full head of hair when they lay me down.
You don't even have much gray going on. Of course,
I've got a ton of gray going on.
Well, the goatee is almost half gray.
So I will, because I've got these head. I took a picture the other day, and
you know, are you doing the Just for Men? Is that why I'm
saying? No, not at all. I may start.
You
know how good these cameras are on phones now.
You know,
someone took a picture of me the other day, and like all the highlights really hit the gray in my beard and my hair, and I was like, oh my god, who's the old guy? Oh wait, that's me.
Yeah,
it really is. I'm telling you what. Didn't bother me when I turned 40, whatever, 45, blah. But, so, you know, for whatever, this year, just in the last few months, man, I've seen pictures of myself. I go, damn, I'm old.
Well, I
stop.
I was looking at some photos not long ago of you and I at different events, and at the Atlanta race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, and I thought, man, that's a younger and more vibrant Casey Orr right there. So,
you know what, younger for sure, but I don't know if I feel like I'm still pretty vibrant.
Yeah.
Until, you know, but I will say one thing I've learned, and even whether or not I'm having, you know, cocktails or not, Casey Orr at about 9 o'clock gets a little sleepy. And I'm a little worried.
You just can't do it like you used to, could you?
I'm a little worried because, you know, I'm going to the Tennessee-Oklahoma game this weekend.
Be able to stay awake?
With a friend of mine. It is a 7:30 game. It's supposed to be cold. And I'm already like, why did I agree to do this?
And your seats are probably going to be in the middle of the row.
I need to be in sweatpants on my couch. Like, I'm already thinking, like, is it too late to get out of this? But it's been playing for so long.
And you're going to be elbow to elbow. You're going to be in the middle of the row. You're going to be like, you know, you and I both are pretty big guys. You're going to feel like you're all scrunched up. Then you're going to be having beer, and you're going to need to go to the bathroom. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's another thing.
And then there's about 20 people that you're going to have to walk over. Because, at your age, you have to make more frequent trips.
I will say that started.
You hit 50.
The other night, I slept all night and without having to get up and go to the restroom. I woke up. I was a little worried. I'm like, have I not drinking enough water?
Wait till you hit 50. You're going to go whether you think you should or not.
Just watch. Before you get in the car, just go, just in case.
It's just part of it. And I thought about that some time ago, and I thought, I remember when I was a kid, I could, go forever, and we could go on a long trip, and I used to think, well, why do we need to keep stopping to go to the bathroom? I'm good. I don't have to go. And man, it's hard to even hardly. It's difficult to make it to Atlanta.
You're realizing old Stanley was aging. Yeah. He needed to stop.
Yeah, so it's just part of the aging process. That's what I was told about my eye and my vision right now. I said, it just happens, and it's part of the aging process.
Yeah,
that in the gym, I think.
So that I've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, because 50's not far away from you.
Not far away. Mrs. Orr's about to go through it this year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You better have that one planned well.
Oh, listen.
Because if you don't,
already,
especially if it's the 50.
Already taken care of.
You got it all planned out.
Oh, no. There was an agreement. If I would buy her a certain thing, that would count as the 50th. So I was like,
complete.
This is more than I expected to spend, but it's worth it because I don't have to do all this stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, that's going to cover everything.
I'll still have to do a little something, but the majority of it. Because I was like, are you sure?
You know what? You better.
I might need to get this in writing.
I was going to say, won't you send her? You need to send her a text and say, now, is this, if I do this, this is what happens. And then get her to respond and then screenshot the text.
You know, I might just need, can I send her a DocuSign? can she sign off on something and go into some legal record?
You need
somewhere.
To have some sort of evidence so that when she gets pissed off at you, you're okay.
No. I'll tell you what, that's a daily occurrence. That'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wouldn't take that chance. You know what it's like when you've not done well on her birthday period, much less the big 5-0.
Oh, I know.
Man, I wouldn't take that risk. So how was the weekend?
It was good. Busy. We had a trunk or treat at OLPH Friday night. Evelyn had a middle school dance as well Friday night. Saturday, we had a birthday party. Thought we were aging.
Are you still doing birthday parties?
I thought we were aging out of that, but but that's first one.
You've been
in a while.
Doing those for 100 years.
And then we had some friends that had another party up on Signal Mountain. Great friends, love them, but they couldn't be any further from us and still be in Hamilton County, kind of thing. So we didn't get home till late. And then
you drove all the way up there?
Yeah. And then yesterday, I did my grocery shopping, but it was a whole bunch of laying around and finally unpacking and getting things back from our trip. So it's been go since we got back from our cruise.
And no golf was mentioned, so you hadn't done that in a while?
No golf. About forgot how to play.
Yeah, I can believe it. Saturday was great weather.
Gorgeous.
I got a lot of work done outside at the other house. Got all the pruning done to all the bushes and crepe myrtles and all that kind of stuff, and it's looking good. And then yesterday, you know, it was just a sort of, I mean, of course, Saturday was a good day of football, but yesterday was basically just getting stuff done inside and catching some good football when you could. The Falcons were terrible, but otherwise, you know, there was still some good games. Georgia was off this weekend. There was some good SEC games.
Yeah, some wild games.
Some
more coaches fired.
I was going to say, your LSU Tigers got beat, as well as they lost their coach. Alabama just sort of skimped by South Carolina playing on the road. You would have thought that they would have had a little bigger point spread. But anytime you play on the road in the SEC, there's always that danger. Ole Miss just sort of slid by Oklahoma, 34-26. Tennessee won fairly big against Kentucky.
They dominated Kentucky.
Yeah, 56-34. And, man, what's happened to Texas? Texas, you remember when they were number one?
Barely hung on at Mississippi State.
I mean, Texas is not even in the top 25.
Yeah, they are.
They may be now.
They're 22 and they beat
They weren't in the top 25 last weekend.
But let's see what
Texas and Vandy, is 20 right
Vandy
now.
Continues.
Man, I'm a Vandy
to
fan
win.
Now. Yeah. Yeah, Vandy, man.
What'll happen when Tennessee plays Vandy? Who are you gonna pull for?
I'm pulling for Vandy.
I might not be able to do the show with you anymore.
Why?
If my boss heard that.
He would be okay with it.
No, he would be like, Casey, you're done.
Yeah, he would be okay with it. That's not till the last game of the year, though, is it?
Yeah, or before the SEC championship.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be a good game.
I mean, it's going to be really good.
Vandy, man, I've become a Vandy fan this year. Look who else Vandy's got coming up. They just beat Missouri.
They got to play Texas.
They got Texas this Saturday, then Auburn, Kentucky, and then that last game, Tennessee. That's going to be a bad loss for Tennessee.
Ouch. You know? You're already calling it, huh?
Yeah, already calling it. But, man, there's been a lot of great SEC football. And with that said, I want to encourage you, all of you out there listening, to join myself and Stephen Hargis each and every Saturday morning right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, for College Football Radio. Stephen is the sports editor with the Chattanooga Times Free Press and goes to all the Tennessee games and reports from the press box. And he joins me each and every Saturday morning right here on Rock 103.7. And it's a show about nothing but SEC football. It's our seventh year of the show. And if you've never listened, we invite you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 as we get you ready for your SEC college football game day. Man, can you believe 1 week left of NASCAR? It's like difficult to believe.
So I'm looking at the schedule, and it says next race is November 2nd. And I was like, are we missing a week, or they take a week off? Oh, wait.
Oh, it's here.
Sunday is November 2nd. How are we already here? It is the Final Four. It is championship time in NASCAR. And we say this every year, but this year, I think more than others, has absolutely flown by in terms of NASCAR. A lot of this season, I guess, what you would say, has to do with, and it's just because we talk about it all the time, but the lawsuit that is going on against NASCAR from 2311, but there hasn't been a dominant single dominant driver. There hasn't been a single dominant team. There's been a lot of good race car driving. I guess, you know, Shane Van Gisbergen's been the biggest story, but I guess all of that is just kind of, there's been so much new, it has made everything fly by.
Well, all of that is true, and then, you know, don't forget Denny Hamlin has had an outstanding season. Another big storyline for this weekend. The last 3 years, Penske has walked away from being the NASCAR Cup Series champion. And guess what? There is no Penske driver in the Final Four.
The captain's not going to be happy.
It was close. I mean, what a race yesterday. Ryan Blaney ran a heck of a race, but just didn't have what it took to get past William Byron for the win. All right, we got a lot to cover as we continue, and we are broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow at our website, racingtalkradio.com, or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead as we talk about the race yesterday and get you ready for NASCAR's championship weekend. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Real estate investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at GeorgiaHomeForSale.com.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, recapping all the NASCAR news you need to know. There's not really a whole lot left. We've got one race to go. Big win for William Byron yesterday at Martinsville, and he punches his ticket as one of the final four, one of the championship four drivers that will race on Sunday at Phoenix Raceway. That's going to be at 3:00 this Sunday. We are getting NBC broadcast, so we're getting another big one, at least for the championship. So it ought to be a busy weekend of racing. All the championships wind up, and you can catch this one 3:00. It's Phoenix Raceway for the championship.
You know, that just makes such a difference, in my opinion, having the NASCAR Cup Series on one of the top networks. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've talked about this before, but right now it is the most sports heavy part of the year. Mm-hmm. NASCAR, which is the season's ending, it's our playoffs. We've got NASCAR, SEC football, NFL football. The NBA season just started. Like, they're playing actual games right now. Baseball, it's the World Series right now. Every major sport period are playing some sort of games, and then you throw in college on that. It's
it's really remarkable how this time of year, it's everything's going on.
Yeah, you're right about all that. This happened probably a couple of weeks ago, but I thought we would share it today, even though it's not NASCAR, it is racing. Do you ever watch Apple TV, or do you even have Apple TV?
I have it. Do I watch it? Probably not. Every once in a while, something will come on that I bought it for something, and I don't think I've ever canceled it.
So you pay for it?
Yeah, yeah.
What is on Apple TV that interests you, or do you even have anything?
So not me, but there's some kids programming. There was like some movie that came out. I think that might have been what spurned it on. There's Ted Lasso, which is a huge hit. That's an Apple TV thing. There's Apple TV doesn't produce as much content, but their stuff's supposed to be good. I can't really say. I don't know. I don't watch it.
Because I don't know of anything on Apple TV. That's why I was kind of curious what it was you were into.
Yeah.
Well, where I was going with this is Apple has secured an exclusive U.S. broadcast rights with Formula One. Have you heard about this?
I did not. Smart of them.
It's a 5-year deal with Apple TV, which begins in 2026. The partnership is reportedly worth around $140 to $160 million annually, and will move all races, practices, qualifying, and sprint sessions from ESPN to Apple TV. It's estimated to be a $750 million deal over the course of the entire agreement.
Someone needs to sit me down and explain to me what's so cool about F1. I think they do an awesome job about promoting their stars. I know it's big in Europe. I know all the drivers date supermodels type thing. And so it's
none of them are married.
It's interesting for, you know, I guess the media and for you know, that. But the racing's not as good. But hey, okay.
No, I've never been able to get into it either.
Maybe it's like wrestling. It's the stories are better than the actual product, you know?
I think they do everything without any question on a very high level of professionalism. I mean, it seems like, or it appears that they're, as far as technology goes, they're a step ahead of the rest of the motorsports world. But that's not really a big deal to me.
No. The cars aren't made for beating and banging. I mean, let's face it.
I don't know any of the names. None of them even are familiar to me. I'd rather watch an IndyCar race. By far compared to an F1. But anyway.
There's money there. I know that.
I mean, a $750 million deal, and that's just for U.S. broadcast rights. That's not international. So there's no telling what they're making. But, you know, just when we think that, okay, Amazon Prime a few years ago kind of came out of nowhere and entered into the big money game of sports programming. Now here's Apple, you know, and the money just seems to keep flowing. Did you notice over the weekend how ESPN and ABC was running nonstop commercials almost every break, going out against YouTube TV? And the reason they are is their contracts are up for renewal. And apparently they're far apart. And it's just a matter of days before YouTube TV subscribers are at risk of losing all programming that comes through the Walt Disney Corporation, which is ABC and ESPN, as well as Hulu and other networks.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that streaming was the way to save money. And you know what? You don't want to continue. You don't want to pay for these boxes you have to rent and all these channel guides. And every couple of years, this would happen. You'd lose local channels while they fight it out over broadcast rights. And we're only a few years down the road. And all this streaming, doesn't all this sound familiar? The broadcast rights and whether or not you know streaming is going to have certain. We've done it all over again. We've taken something really cool like streaming, and we've just created another version of cable.
Well, what these networks are paying all of these sports sanctioning bodies, I mean, just like this Apple deal we just shared, is just over the top money.
It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, And it's got to come from advertising, and it's got to come from the subscribers, because these networks are still making money. And then you think about, okay, they're paying these sanctioning bodies these big, big amounts of money. Then think of the amount of overhead that they've got. I think a lot of these sporting events, 60, 70 to over 100 people, it's like a traveling circus.
And, you know, like
just to put it on
Amazon. Now, Amazon's probably the last one worried about money, right? But, okay, so Amazon decides, hey, we're going to get in on the NFL. So we got to pay a ton of money to not only have the broadcast rights, but we've got to set up a studio. We've got to have crews. And oh, by the way, we're going to pay our broadcast team, just the guys that millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. It is so costly to get into
all the personalities.
The money has to come from somewhere. And let's face it, that it's like any other business in the world. They know that we Americans are just going to gripe about it and then turn around and pay it.
Well, YouTube TV is priced at a very fair deal. I remember when I was with EPB a couple of years ago, when I was forced to have to leave because they disconnected cable. I was paying, I think, $160-something, and I didn't even have all the things that you have with EPB. And I think I'm paying like $78 or $80 a month,
yeah,
somewhere in that neighborhood for YouTube TV. I love YouTube TV. It is so convenient.
But it'll end up going up because it's got to host, you know, ABC and all these other.
Yeah, ones. I mean, it's eventually going to go up. I think I've had YouTube TV here for 5 years, and I've had one or two price increases. But because when I first started with them, it seems like it was around $69. So when I start looking at all the money the networks are paying out to all these sporting groups, they've been pretty good about how they've handled going up to all their subscribers. So they must really be hitting the sponsors and the advertisers, because I feel like they've been pretty generous to the subscribers so far. But, you know, you never know. That may change. All right, let's dive into the race yesterday at Martinsville, the Xfinity 500. William Byron got the win in a big way. Byron made his winning move with 43 laps remaining, seized the bottom lane in turn one and moving Blaney up the track and tagging him in the left rear. And he never looked back. He ended up crossing the start-finish line in first spot. He led 304 laps in yesterday's race.
I mean, dominant performance. And we've had so many really good finishes lately and really good races with a lot of drama, and he just took the drama away from it.
Like, yes, he did.
You know, I'm just going to be faster than everybody and see you guys later.
16th victory in 287 NASCAR Cup races, his third victory of 2025. This is his third victory and ninth top 10 finish in 16 races at Martinsville Speedway. Ryan Blaney drives for Penske, came in second. His 13th top 10 finish in 20 races at Martinsville. Chase Elliott came in third. Just not enough to make it into the final four.
You know, NASCAR's like, dang it.
That's just
not. We're going to have a final five this year.
It's just not good for business if Chase Elliott's not in there. Ross Chastain came in fourth spot. Kyle Larson in fifth. Ryan Priest in sixth, Christopher Bell, another playoff driver, in seventh, eighth, Joey Logano, ninth, Todd Gilliland, and 10th, Josh Berry.
Other drivers of note, hey, our old buddy Tyler Reddick in 11th, Ty Gibbs 12th, Kyle Busch 13th, SVG 14th.
Yeah, wait, give SVG some credit here and some love.
SVG in 14th,
started 22nd. That's strong.
You know what? Do that a couple races ago, SVG. You might have had a chance to make this championship.
I mean, you think about it. SVG was one of those guys that was at the back of the field. Just look at the improvement he's having.
Bubba Wallace just announced they're going to have another kid. He's in 18th. Brad Keselowski, 20th. Suarez, 22nd. Alex Bowman, 23rd. On down the list we go. Rookie Carson Hocevar, 31st. Chase Briscoe all the way down in 37th. Denny Hamlin, 35th. Picked a good day. Good time to have a bad race when you're already locked into the championship.
Well, there was something up with Toyota and TRD engines yesterday, because we had Denny Hamlin, Riley Hurst, and Chase Briscoe all finishing in dead last due to engines. Do you think Toyota was maybe trying something yesterday to maybe do a little research and development for 2026?
Just bump it up. Whatever the limit was, just two taps more.
And it just didn't work out?
Would not surprise me.
I'd say there's something going on. That's just too odd that we had two of our top Final Four drivers to end up. And it was all three cars that had engine failure were all Toyotas. There were 10 caution flags for 78 laps, 7 lead changes among 8 drivers. Martinsville is a 0.526-mile paved track, 500 laps, and 263 miles.
The paperclip. You know, speaking of that, remember when blown engines used to be a much bigger thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's just I would love to know what part of the technology finally caught up, or what did NASCAR teams stop trying to do or start doing?
NASCAR has so much control now over all
I guess so. It's just, you know, and that's good. Like, the last thing you need is, yeah, I remember every year you went to Michigan, that big two-and-a-half or two-mile speedway, just with no restrictor plates. Somebody's blowing an engine. Doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the driver standings, discuss the four drivers that are going to be in the championship four as we head to Phoenix. Also, too, I got a little trivia I'm going to run by the Mr. Casey Orr today and see how up on his championship trivia he is. See what he can remember. We're going to have a little fun with that, as well as some news in the world of NASCAR. We got all that and more straight ahead as we come to you live from the Optimize You studio. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We're here each and every Monday at 6, at least for, you know what, next couple weeks, because NASCAR season's about over, Sean.
Actually, our last show for this season's next Monday.
So, we're not going to come back and have the Shawnees or,
no,
you know, tips for healthy Thanksgiving eating brought to you by Sean Whitfield.
No.
All right. You're just going to be done with me. Okay.
Actually,
I'm not, you know what? My feelings aren't hurt.
You know what? You could come on college football radio on Rock 103.7 and we could, you know,
anytime I get that, that'll just come get my fill with you guys.
Yeah. That way you can talk a little SEC football and we can do a little plug for NASCAR.
I'll come back. You know, after I go to the game this weekend, I'll come back and give you a little first-hand account of what I saw.
So you're going to be on the show a week from this Saturday. Is that what you're telling me?
You know what? I have to think about it.
You're already thinking, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that.
Listen, you need to have a show.
But you know what happens February 2nd, 2026?
We're back at it.
Our 25th anniversary.
Yeah, you know, we got to talk about my contract here pretty soon.
25 years.
Here's what you need to do, and this will be a good show because we've had so much experience in NASCAR silly season, is you need to have a college football silly season and break down all the coaching vacancies there are right now. Because this is the – I've been a college football fan for a long time. I have never seen more big-time job openings – and we're not done yet.
I was going to say, it's just getting started good.
I mean, you know, one, maybe two a year will come out. And it's usually like that big job kind of like spurs the, you know, because some coach leaves to go to that one. So now that they've got, and there's a domino effect a little bit. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, Penn State is obviously one of the top jobs in the country because they've got all the resources and,
Auburn will be soon until
this year we're poised for a championship. LSU just got rid of their coach. We know that, hey, if you go to LSU, you probably win a national championship if your name's not Brian Kelly.
But you know,
Florida.
But just think, if you're a fired SEC coach, what a great retirement.
Gosh almighty.
I mean, just think of the amount of money you're going to walk away with.
I mean, nobody wants to get fired, right? Nobody wants to get fired, but it can make that day, you can make those days at home licking your wounds.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit easier when you still get a paycheck in the mail and you go, oh, whoa, okay.
What was it? Through 2031, the LSU coach is going to be making over $800,000 a month
to do nothing? Can you imagine? $800,000 a month. And I think he can still go get a job. It's just that next school, he'll be like, hey, you don't have to pay me because I'm still getting paid here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and add some extra money to the NIL. And yet when I'm in 2033, you better pay me a bunch.
You know, $800,000, that sounds like a year, but no, that's a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
And paid for by your universities. Gosh.
All it those alumni.
Makes no sense.
And then hey, just think of the amount of money that the university's got to budget to put a deal together to bring somebody in.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's amazing what a big business sports has become. and it doesn't seem to ever slow down. The money just gets bigger. The only sport that I think that's gone down as far as what the athletes are being paid, which would in this case be drivers, is NASCAR.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm convinced NASCAR drivers are making a lot less now than what they were back in the day of Tony Stewart, Martin, and
those were
a lot of those top drivers 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Those were definitely the golden years for making money in NASCAR. Yeah, it's crazy the amount of money that's out there now. And Sean, it was just like we're talking about these. I remember sitting right here about 5 years ago, and we're talking about how the bubble is eventually going to burst on these media deals. But you know what? That bubble keeps getting bigger.
I was going to say.
It ain't burst yet. There's still people turning around.
Those bubbles have got a lot more room to grow.
And you know what? It's you know, the baseball right now is we're in the World Series. I think it's tied 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1. Game 3 is tonight.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani, which is the best player in baseball, bar none. He is the MVP the last couple of years. He is
he can pitch.
He is a generational. He is a generational talent. His contract is deferred. Like, they're literally paying him almost nothing now because he'll get it all later. And yet that's how they're making the books work, so they can sign all these other players and be good. So the creativeness financially that all these teams have are going to start doing. Pretty soon you're going to have, you know, some offensive linemen sign on with Iowa State or something and get really good. And Penn State's going to say, come up here, but we can't pay you now, but don't worry. You know, he'll be in his 30s still getting paid from the work he did in college. It's crazy, this stuff that's happening.
Yeah. So kids today, they're thinking, you know, I'm going to go on to college and I want to grow up to be a doctor or an attorney or an engineer. No, I want to grow up to be a baseball player. I want to grow up to play football because you work until your mid-30s and then you never have to work again.
Well, listen, and this is what I'm kicking myself for. You know, I never was good enough to go pro, but by God, I could coach. And I should have learned how to be. I should have stayed in football and become a coach.
You could have been an assistant coach.
I could be getting paid to not coach somewhere right now.
Yeah,
I would be so good at that.
You know, in Oklahoma State right now, I'd probably hire you.
Oklahoma, that's another job. So Penn State, Florida, there are.
Oklahoma State, man, it's pitiful.
There are so many jobs out there that some coaches are actually going to end up keeping their job. Because the schools are like, my God, we don't have any more coaches to hire. So we're going to give this guy another year. I've never seen it before like this.
And just think, you shift over to NASCAR. We're replacing crew chiefs occasionally and replacing drivers occasionally. We don't have all that shakeup and turnover like what we're seeing in many other professional sports. All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. And we're going to go through the four drivers that are going to be going into the NASCAR playoffs. We got Denny Hamlin, age 44, Cup Championships. He's never had one. His best points finish was second in 2010. Drives for Joe Gibbs Racing. In the year 2025, he had 6 wins. He had 14 top 5 finishes and 17 top 10 finishes. His championship appearances, he has had 4. He placed 5th in 2014, 19, 20, 21, and now 25. Chase Briscoe, age 30. Cup championships, none. His best points finish was in 2022. It was 9th position. In 2025, he had 3 wins, 15 top 5 finishes, 19 top 10s. His championship 4 appearance, this is his first. William Byron, age 27, has no cup championships. His best points finish was 3rd in 2023 and 2024. Drives for Hendrick Motorsports. He's had 3 wins so far in 2025, 11 top 5s and 16 top 10 finishes. Championship appearances, 3rd in 2023, 2024, and 2025. And last, Kyle Larson, age 33. He was cup champion in 2021. His best points finish was in 2021. He's had three wins so far this year, 14 top five finishes, 21 top tens. He's had three championship, four appearances, 2021, 2023, and then 2025.
Sean Whitfield, there are four drivers that have a chance to be your NASCAR Cup Series champion. You just recapped him there. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Chase Briscoe. Right now, according to FanDuel, who has the best odds to be your 2025 champion? Who's the current favorite? You can't look at the page. This is I want you to go off the Sean Whitfield gut intuition.
Well, all the drivers have had three wins except for one. Denny Hamlin's had six. I'm going to go Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin is your points favorite right now. He is plus 200 to win the championship. Who is the second favorite, do you think?
Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson, plus 260. Third favorite?
Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe is actually the last favorite. William Byron is plus 280, and Chase Briscoe is plus 380. So kind of a long shot.
And you picked Joey Logano.
Joey, you know what? That bet has not paid off, Sean. I had Joey Logano. No, it was long odds. I was betting like $10 to win like 300. But yeah, so you know what? Denny Hamlin, that's double your money. That's not a bad. There's some value there. You know, do you take a flyer on Chase Briscoe? Get 3.8 times your money? I don't know.
You know, it is totally up for grabs in the NASCAR Cup Series. Any one of these four drivers could win. But the other two series, and we seldom ever talk about them, I mean, hardly at all, the Xfinity Series, Connor Zillage. He is
O'Connor.
He is the next superstar in the NASCAR Cup Series. He's only 19 years old. He's never won an Xfinity championship, but this guy has dominated the wins column in 2025. He has won 10 races so far in 2025. Moving along into the NASCAR.
That's pretty good.
Moving on into the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, Corey Himes. Corey Himes has never won a championship. He has won 11 races so far this year.
Golly.
10 and 11.
Like no other driver has more than three, and that's a guy named Lane who spells his name with a Y. What's even going on right now?
Yeah.
Our old buddy Grant Enfinger, Sean, he's going to end up finishing top 10. He's number 7.
And there's been some good races in both Xfinity and trucks this year. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to throw a little bit of
Are we gonna
NASCAR
play?
Trivia at it. The legendary Casey Orr.
Oh, Stump Casey.
Also, we'll share a little bit of NASCAR news. And by the way, looking ahead, 2027, and I think we all pretty much knew this was going to happen, those of us that have cared. NASCAR has decided to move the Daytona 500 off of President's Day weekend. It's going from February 14th to February 21st. And that is to not compete with the NFL.
Not compete with the Super Bowl.
Because the NFL has decided that we won't President's Day week.
God, NFL just does whatever it wants.
Yeah, because they're adding another game to the season in 2026. But, you know, this is a good move for a lot of us. Because how many times have you woken up on Monday morning after the Super Bowl and says, you know what, I wish I could have slept in or taken the day off?
Very true. Good call.
So this will kind of give everybody...
It really ought to be a national holiday because nothing gets done that day anyway.
Yeah, for sure. All right, time for us to take a break. We got more NASCAR straight ahead as we come to you from the Optimize U studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We're here every Monday at 6. At least for today, and one more show. Sean Whitfield dropping the bomb that we'll be back next Monday to recap the season, and then not again until it's time to kick off the NASCAR season. I had so much to get to. I had recipes. I had fun Thanksgiving things to talk about. But that's okay. Hey.
You know what?
We'll make do.
You can come on the Move Radio, 98.1 The Lake, or College Football Radio here on Rock 103.7.
Hey, when are you going to have me back on your home radio to talk fences? Because I have fun, and I get to call at work.
Man, just tell me when you want to come.
I tell you, we'll get up there and talk.
Matter of fact, I tell you what. You can come on this Saturday morning before you head to Knoxville.
Sorry, honey. I'm gonna have to go hang out with Sean a little bit before I leave.
You got to handle business now that you're the vice president of sales. You need to handle the PR stuff.
Yeah, I gotta get in there. So,
all right, I got a little championship trivia for you.
Okay, let me clear my mind.
All right, as I said earlier, Team Penske won the championship in 2024, 2023, and 2022.
Yeah.
Who won the championship in 2021 and 2020? Which organization?
2020 and 2021. I am going to go. Man, you have to say Hendrick because the numbers are there. All right, Hendrick Motorsports.
That is correct.
Attaboy.
Hendrick Motorsports 2021, 20, 16, 13, and the list goes on. For a bonus question here, Hendrick Motorsports, have they had 10 championship wins, 12, 14, or 16?
16.
14.
14. Oh.
14 championship wins. Petty Enterprises has had 10 championships.
It was the most recent one for old
what,
Petty.
What was the year? Was it 1978, 79, 80, or 81?
79.
79 is correct.
That's the year I was born, Sean.
It is correct. Richard Childress Racing. Mm. They've had six championships. They won in 1991, 93, 94, and 96. When was the last year they won the championship?
It has to be senior. I don't think RCR ever won.
That is correct.
So whenever senior's last one was?
94 was the last year. When was the last time Joe Gibbs Racing won a championship? And they've got five.
That wasn't too terribly long ago. God, I can't say it. Well, was it Tony Stewart's?
2019.
No, okay. Joey Logano.
Yes.
Ba-bango.
I think it was Joey Logano 2000. But no. 2019 was the last year they won. I'm not sure on which driver
That's going to drive me crazy.
Team Penske, as I said earlier, 22, 23, 24. And then their other two championships was in 18 and 2012.
Your 2019 Cup champion driving for Joe Gibbs, Kyle Busch.
Yeah, that okay. Yeah.
Dang.
How did we not know that one?
How did we forget about Kyle already?
Stewart Haas Racing has had,
like everybody else.
Stewart Haas Racing has had two championships. That was in 2014 and 2011. You know, Stewart Haas Racing, when they came out, when they launched that team, they came out big, hard, fast, and was on fire.
Yeah, they were good.
I mean, to get their first championship in 2011. I mean, that you just think about it. That was a pretty remarkable achievement. Think about this for just a moment. RFK Racing, which used to be known as Roush Racing. How many championships has Jack Roush had?
Cat in the Hat. All right. So we know Logano has won him two. We know Ryan.
No, we're talking about Roush.
Oh, Cat in the Hat. I was going the
Logano was never at Roush.
Cat in the Hat. I have no idea.
Kurt Busch won him one championship.
Yeah, I was going to say Kurt Busch back in the day.
And this surprised me. It just jogged my memory when I was reviewing these numbers.
04, I think, Kurt Busch?
04 and 03. He's only won two Kenseth? Championships.
Kenseth
was the first one. And
Busch was the second.
And Kurt Busch was the second one.
How much mileage has he gotten out of that championship? Good job, Kurt Busch.
Yeah. But when I was reviewing some of these numbers today, I thought, you know, it's hard to believe. And it brought back a lot of memories, too, when you start looking at the numbers. Yeah, Kurt Busch was 04. Matt Kenseth was 03. And just think back in the day. And, you know, this was in some of the time that was some of the prime of NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson, 06, 07, 08, 09. 2010.
Just dominant.
Five straight years of nothing but Jimmy Johnson.
Dominant.
Yeah. I still remember Brad Keselowski when he got his championship.
Driving a Dodge Charger.
Yeah. Think back on how long that was.
So,
year do you think that was?
Oh, gosh.
It's a lot further back than I remembered it being.
2014.
2012.
12, yeah. So, you mentioned something earlier I thought was kind of a sneaky little stat. The highest finish in a championship race was for Denny Hamlin was second, and that was all the way back in 2010. Sean, that's 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
15. So he has been a championship level driver for over 15 years, just hasn't brought home a championship. So, you know. You hear about it all the time, and you see it in football where the team's really good, but they don't quite make the championship. They go, oh, you guys are young. You'll have lots of opportunities. Same thing happens with drivers. But you never really know. I felt like in the middle of the Jimmy Johnson run, it was boring. You're like, oh, God, this guy's so good. He's so lucky, or, oh, it's the equipment. But it never happened before, and mm-hmm. it hadn't happened since.
Mm-hmm.
He was that good with the best team, And you know what he did with that? He won. I think it just continues to make what he's done more impressive.
All right. We got just a minute or two left. Who do you, before we go to our picks, Daniel Suarez just signed a deal with Spire Motorsports for 2026. So he has secured a job back in the Cup Series. I didn't think that was going to happen for him. I thought he would end up being in Xfinity, but, lucky for him, he is going to be back in Cup. Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Kyle Larson. Who is going to be our 2025 NASCAR Cup Series champion?
Man, you just get the feeling that it is finally Denny Hamlin's year. NASCAR is going to hate it, but I'm going to love it. I'm going to cheer for that. That being said, it's probably Kyle Larson.
You know, I'm pulling for Denny Hamlin. I mean, he's only got this year and next year to probably win a championship. Boy, is it going to be a weird and awkward situation that NASCAR is going to be in if he wins the championship. But sort of my gut feeling tells me Chase Briscoe.
Long shot.
Yeah.
You want to put a little money on it?
I'm not going to follow you. Oh.
Well, no matter what, Sean, I do bet that we'll be back here Monday to recap the 2025 season. How crazy does that sound?
That's probably a pretty safe bet. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We will be back here next Monday, 6 p.m. on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, recapping the entire championship weekend as we get ready to put closure to the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series season. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening. Across a young man's room,
she said, I'm ready. This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the Randy Boner Smith Studio. This is WRXR FM Walden, Chattanooga. Rock 103.7. Always live on the free Odyssey app.